Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about all the latest news from last weekend's Premier League football, and we're going to take a look at some Christmas vocabulary.
We also have a new football phrase for you to guess and a Premier League prediction for you to make. We'll have all of that later on.
And our new competition!
Yes, of course. Let's start with that.
On Premier Skills English, we've got a new competition for you. It's called the Big Football Quiz.
You just need to answer 10 questions correctly. 5 test your football knowledge and 5 test your football English.
If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you have a chance of being our lucky winner.
The December Big Football Quiz is on our homepage, and we've put a link on the side of this page or at the bottom of the page if you're on a mobile.
What's the prize, Jack?
Ah, yes. The prize is an official Premier League shirt from your favourite Premier League club.
Or another Premier League club if you prefer, but I think that would be a bit strange.
Yes. So, check out the competition right after you've finished listening to the rest of the podcast. Now, time for the Premier League headlines.
City beat Arsenal after great second half show.
Manchester City beat Arsenal 2-1 in their top of the table clash. Arsenal took an early lead when Theo Walcott found the back of the net. Arsenal were on top, but the second half was a different story. Goals from Leroy Sané and Raheem Sterling gave City a well-deserved win.
Zlatan is on a roll for the Red Devils.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored both goals as Manchester United beat West Brom 2-0. That's 10 goals in his last 9 matches for Zlatan, and United are now unbeaten in 8 matches.
Costa keeps the winning run going for Chelsea.
Diego Costa scored the winner in Chelsea's 1-0 win against Crystal Palace. That's 11 Premier League wins in a row for the Blues and equals the club record. They are now 7 points clear at the top of the table.
There were some great games again last weekend. Southampton beat Bournemouth 3-1 in the South Coast Derby, and Jay Rodriguez had a great game, scoring twice.
Paul Pogba and Ibrahimovic played well for Manchester United, and Kevin De Bruyne had a great game for City. But they're not our players of the week. This week, who is it, Rich?
Our player of the week this week is Middlesbrough's Alvaro the Beast Negredo.
Good choice. He got 2 goals. And the ex-Manchester City striker is doing well in the northeast of England. I love his nickname too.
So, the holidays are nearly here. Have you got any plans, Jack?
Yes, I love Christmas. It's a time to be close to your family and be together. What do you like about Christmas, Rich?
Football.
Really? That doesn't surprise me.
At Christmas time, there are more Premier League games than ever. Between Boxing Day, the 26th of December, and the 4th of January, there's at least one Premier League match every day, apart from the 29th.
That's a lot of football.
Yes. I don't know why there isn't a match on the 29th. Maybe I'll have some quality family time on that day.
You said Boxing Day. That's a strange name. I don't think many of our listeners will know about Boxing Day. What can we say about Boxing Day?
Well, it's the 26th of December, and it's a public holiday in the UK. Nobody knows for sure where the name comes from, but many people say it's because in the past, tradespeople like postmen, milkmen, and other people that delivered services to people's houses would collect Christmas boxes.
A Christmas box was a box that people would put money or presents to give to these workers to say thank you for their service over the year.
Actually, when I was younger, I worked as a paperboy. I delivered newspapers to people's homes, and at Christmas time, people would give me a bit of money, a tip, in an envelope to say thank you. I think that's a similar thing.
Yes, I think it still happens today sometimes. But Boxing Day is more well known for being a public holiday in the UK and because a lot of different sports are played on this day. Because it's Christmas, I think we should play a party game.
Sounds like a good idea. We can teach everybody some of that vocabulary we only use at this time of the year.
Have you got a game that you sometimes use in the classroom, Rich?
Yes. We're going to play a vocabulary game called Secret.
What's Secret?
Well, it's this game when we try to explain a word without saying the word or any part of the word.
Ah, yes. I think I've played the same game, but by a different name.
We can try it with Christmas vocabulary, if you like.
Okay, sounds fun. I'm ready. I have a word.
Give us a clue.
Okay, this is that thing that you use to wrap...
Wrapping paper.
No, you use it to wrap around the Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas lights.
No, Rich, wrong again. It's colourful though, often red or golden.
Baubles?
No, Rich, you wrap it, you don't hang it.
Ah, I know, tinsel.
Nice one. Okay, your turn.
Right, I'm ready. We have them on the table at Christmas dinner.
Sprouts?
No.
Turkey?
No, it's not a food. They're like toys and you get something inside them.
Easy. Presents?
No, presents are under the Christmas tree, not on the table. You need two people to pull them. One person pulls each end and they make a bang.
Aha! I know, Christmas crackers. There's always a hat, a joke, and a little toy inside.
The jokes are always awful. Will you be pulling crackers at Christmas dinner?
Yes, of course. It's a tradition. Right, I've got another word.
Okay, go.
It's a type of Christmas decoration.
Lights?
No.
Baubles?
No. It's living.
Ah, the snowman.
I think they're only alive in the movies, Rich. It's a plant.
Easy. A Christmas tree.
No, sorry. We hang it in our houses.
A red flower. I can't remember its name.
No, it's not a flower. We kiss under it.
Ah, of course. It's mistletoe.
That's right. Okay, do you have one more?
Right, yes. It's a vehicle.
A car?
I'm not sure that a car is very Christmassy. No, this vehicle is only used when there's a lot of snow.
Snowmobile?
No.
Snowplough?
No, come on. It's pulled by reindeer and there are lots of presents in the back of it.
Ah, okay. It's a sleigh.
Well done. Right, let's do one more, but this time we're not going to say the answer. We will leave it for our listeners to guess in the comment section at the bottom of the page.
There are three clues. Clue number one, everybody is happy when they get one of these.
Clue number two, traditionally someone brings these down a chimney.
Clue number three, they are usually put under the Christmas tree.
Maximum points for Liverpool would be the best for me. We've just had lots of Christmas words, but now we've got this week's football phrase. Have you got one for us, Jack?
Yes, of course. But first, let's take a look at the answer to last week's football phrase. The phrase was shin pads, and you wear them under your socks to protect your legs from two-footed tackles and other bad challenges.
A good response last week, and many of you told us that they are also called shin guards in many parts of the world. Well done to Quasi Manifest from Ghana, Davilians from Spain, Libamia, Alex and Pavlo from Ukraine, Shabonanok from Russia, and Imia Velinchan Stevni from Bosnia. You all got the right answer.
This time, the football phrase is actually a word. The word is a sports event that has been arranged for a specific date and time. For example, the Boxing Day in the Premier League are an important and traditional day in the football calendar.
Did you know that traditionally the Boxing Day involved local derby matches, so fans and players didn't have to travel so far during the holidays?
It's true. And the Premier League still tries to keep travelling to a minimum at this time.
Last week's prediction was the Man City-Arsenal match. I thought Arsenal would win and Jack thought it would be a draw, so we were both wrong. But our listeners went with Manchester City, so well done to all of you.
That's 1 point to our listeners. Your predictions are getting much better recently.
The biggest match of the holiday season is probably on New Year's Eve when Liverpool are at home to Manchester City. Liverpool are in great form and are up to second in the Premier League, and this should be a great match. City's form has been up and down, and they're still without Sergio Aguero, so I'm going for a Liverpool win. Final score, Liverpool 2, Manchester City 0.
I think you're probably right, Rich, but to keep things interesting in our prediction league, I'm going to go for a City win. Manchester City 1, Liverpool 0.
As it's Boxing Day next Monday, there won't be a podcast. So we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with our next Premier Skills English podcast.
So that's all from us. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our Fantasy Premier League page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your festive football.